Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. It's a beautiful. I was going to say something like, everybody ready? Let's say beautiful together, you know, because I say it every morning. Saturday, this happens to be the 16th of October. We're getting really close to Halloween and then Thanksgiving. And I'm not mentioning the other thing that's coming up because I'm not ready at all. But I've got a show or two lined up. We'll have some really great guests. And they'll talk about some, you know, things that you can get for golfers. You know, what do you get for them? You know, they have such particular, but these are items that if you know a little bit about their personality, you can get them the perfect gift. Or if you just have a picture, a photo that you can make it into a ball marker for them. I've got a lot of ideas for you. And we'll be talking with the people who can make that possible. Real easy stuff, okay? So that's coming up so we can get some ideas, all right? You can always listen to us in addition to, of course, here in Hawaii. If you're online and your radio won't receive the show, you can go to radiogolfclub.com. And listen online at radiogolfclub.com, not just live, but also it's archived. It's like a library. All of my shows are libraried there. They're archived there. It's also available, a podcast. You can sign up for a podcast or go to iTunes podcasts, and also Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is very cool. If you have a smartphone, like, you know, an iPhone or a... What is that one that takes over your whole being and turns you into a machine? A BlackBerry. There's another phone that turns you into like a machine. I can't remember the name of it right now. But what happens is you go to the app, Stitcher Radio, download the app. Then you can create your own radio station, basically programming. You can become your own program director. And you can put in whatever show you'd like to have. And it doesn't take up any memory on your phone. It's streams right through your phone. It's wonderful. It's really cool. Stitcher Radio. That's the app. We've got two great guys on. One of them is on the way to the airport, so we really have to hurry and get into it right this minute. His name is Ron Castillo, PGA at Puakea, and he's on the Governor's Cup, the pro team member, and Scott Duke, the founder of Business Golf Country Club, both of them standing by. And up at Turtle Bay, we're going to find out who's going to be on the amateur team, because this one more event at Turtle Bay is going to determine who will play against the professionals. First of all, let's thank the people who make this show possible. That's right, Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether it's foot patrol or maybe you'd like motor patrol or you'd like a combination of both. You've got a building you need secured. You have a shopping center. You've got lots of stuff. Whether you are putting on an event and you want security on site, yes, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. You've just had an operation, hip replacement surgery. You've been hurt, workman's comp, or in a car accident. They achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. And Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical. Let's get right to it. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good, good. Good to have you on the show. I know you have a lot of tips. And Ron Castillo, it's so good to have you before you have to fly off to the airport. Good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Danielle.
And on Kauai, what's the weather like? Is it a lovely day for a round of golf?
Yeah, sure is. It's really nice outside today.
Yeah, Puakea has an 824 and a 1021 if you'd like to go play, where Ron Castillo is the head professional. You are also dedicating still a big part of your life to competition. People don't realize that if you work at a golf course, it doesn't mean that you're playing golf all day. That means you're working. You're working with people, helping them with their game, making sure the offices run. It's a business, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've always have a passion for golf, and I like keeping my like playing and pride myself. I can still play a nice round of golf from now and then.
But yeah, yeah.
I don't have any delusions that I can play on the tour.
Well, that's okay. You know, I mean, even if you, delusions, even if you have dreams, you know, and that's something that motivates you and to play better, there's nothing wrong with keeping that dream alive inside. It may not be something that you're actually going to plunk down $10,000 to try to go accomplish, but you are on the 2010 professional team for the John A. Burns Challenge Cup. This is a Ryder Cup-style event. It's being played at Mid-Pacific Country Club in Lanikai, one of the most beautiful courses with the most beautiful views. And if you can go and watch this event, it's really exciting. It's November 29th and 30th. Matt Bacala, Dave Eichelberger, Sean McCauley, John Hearn, Tai Otake, Bo Yokomoto, Reagan Lee, Eddie Lee, Joe P., Phil Chun, Wade Nishimoto, and Ron Castillo are all on the team. And what? How do you get to be on the team?
Well, there's, like the amateurs, there's tournaments throughout the year that points are awarded to, and the top 12 people make the team. Now, in the case of the professionals, I am, for the third year, going to be the captain for the professional team, taking over the reins from my father, who started this way back in 1973. And I go down the list of the 12 that make the team, and I invite them to join the team. And sometimes, of course, our guys are working, and they can't come. So then I just go down the list until I get my team of 12.
It's a real shame. I'm working. I can't play this fabulous round of two rounds of golf. And you play it like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, you know, there's a very few times there's formats like this, so it's exciting. And the guys that can play will always want to play. You know, the guys are working, and the motivation for the amateurs is that they have a spot to play later in the year to play in the Sony Open. There's no carrot at the end of the golf tournament for the professionals, so they're playing on the true, you know, love of the event. So
right.
A bunch of them can't like to play. They don't, and there's an expense to taking a couple of days off, and for some of the neighbor islands actually flying over to do it, there's an expense. But you can see it on my list. There's several people from the neighbor islands that have the passion to play in this event.
Yeah, for example, coming from Maui is Eddie Lee from the David Ledbetter Academy there at Wailea. So Eddie's going to have to fly in. And by the way, you know, it's expensive. It's a couple hundred dollars just to fly from one island to another, even though we're only, 40 miles apart. there are no trains, so we can't take the train to get there. That's an idea someone should think of. No ferries left. You know, they took those away. So Eddie's going to have to pay for that out of pocket. And unless he has a really close friend who doesn't mind putting him up, he's going to have to find a place to stay. He's going to have to rent a car. All of those things, it gets expensive. A weekend away is expensive. You know, you're looking for people who can help defray those expenses.
Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing about the event is that somebody like Eddie hasn't made a team in a while. He's excited, to make the team. He's good play, and he wants to reward himself. These matches are just terrific memories if you can get a chance to play in them. I have been fortunate enough to play in several of these, and you know, I remember my very first one playing with Chipper Garrison from Manalani at the time at Kaneohe Clipper. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the great memories you can create by playing in these events. And, you know, I always think it's exciting to play during a Ryder Cup year. You know, we just had the Ryder Cup, and we're playing in Ryder Cup kind of four matches, and it's just kind of exciting to be a part of that.
Who usually wins? What's the record?
Well, I'm not sure. I was just trying to count that up before I was getting on air.
Yeah.
Alex won the last two times, but I think the professionals still have a commanding lead overall. Now going to be the 38th year of playing these matches.
Governor John A. Burns, why is it named after him?
You know, he's always been someone that promoted golf throughout the state of Hawaii, a passion for sports, very involved in the University of Hawaii. And when my father wanted to create this event, he created with, at the time he was a player of the year for the Aloha section, and Al Souza was the top amateur at the time, and they had heard from other states that they have matches like this. And I know for a fact that the New Mexico is called the Governor's Cup. And they have the matches just like they have here. And when they got together, his good buddy, Judge Jim Burns, they decided to name it the John A. Burns Challenge Cup.
Excellent.
And it's shortened, you know, for the players as the Governor's Cup, but it's the title name is the John A. Birch Challenge Cup.
Yeah. Now, I bring in Scott Duke, who has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to business. And he took his, how would you say it, Scott, your, you know, old-style business savvy, and you wanted to recreate it in the new digital world, kind of like what Golf World and Golf Week have done. I'm not sure if Golf Week has done it, but so much as Golf World has done it, and they've created a digital magazine because they know that more and more people are going to the digital world to find their information.
Right. I've kind of taken what I spent 32 years at it in the old school corporate world and trying to apply that experience to the way business is done today and pass that experience on to the next generation.
Right. Now, is there a benefit for someone to come out and sponsor one of these guys?
By all means, exposure is really something I think is underrated from what these guys can expose a business to, if somebody wants to look at it that way. I think it's the relationships that are built between a golf opportunity or a golf event, between that and the business partnerships, go way beyond the event. It carries on for many, many months afterwards, many, many months before. So I think there's a lot of benefits for getting involved with it.
Exactly. So if you're looking to, how could somebody who would be interested in supporting the professional team, one of the members of the team, depending on what their financial abilities are, how would they get in touch with somebody, Ron?
Well, I'm not sure how actually someone would do that.
What if they wanted to sponsor you? What if they wanted to help defray your costs?
Well, for this Governor's Cup, they could actually just donate money, and they could go to the general fund that we have for the Governor's Cup, and then it would be dispersed to pay some expenses. The expenses are like the cart fees we pay at Mid-Pacific Country Club. The lunch we host between rounds of the first and second round, and the lunch we have afterwards. We have been fortunate to have certain things donated, like the uniforms for the professional team by Team of Direct wear and legendary headwear.
Thank you.
Our uniforms are taken care of, but if somebody wants to sponsor me individually, for any of my events, they could just certainly approach me and come to some agreement how I could be a win-win and somehow wear their company logo on my hat or shirt or something like that.
Right. All right. And that's available to all the professionals. I think it's important that kind of relationship building continues. There are some companies that come up year after year and make themselves available and make their money available to worthy events. And I think it would be great for more and more companies to do that. The exposure that they get is terrific. So Matt Pakala, Dave Eichelberger, Sean McCauley, John Hearn, Tai Otake, Bo Yokomoto, Reagan Lee, Eddie Lee, Joe P., Phil Chun, Wade Nishimoto, Ron Castillo, Jr., taking on, these are the points right now, okay? Right now the Amateurs are playing at Turtle Bay. Alika Bell, David Fink, Lawrence Chan, Bradley Shigezawa, Brandon Kopp, Rudy Kabalar, TJ Kua, Aaron Kunitomo, Zadie Ari, David Saka, Jonathan Ota, Matt Ma, Sean Maikava, these guys all are in contention, Todd Rago, you know, you guys are, one of the Amateurs have won the last couple of years in a row. These are some tough kids.
Oh, for sure. They're some of the kids are collegiate players now, like Bradley had his first year at Northwestern, and I'm sure they've probably honed their game a little bit more than we have, and we've been working a little bit more. I think they play, right now they're in their fall series of collegiate events, so they've been playing a tournament at least once a month, or if not two a month.
Yeah. So, it will be fun. That's the fun of it. And you team up, right? One of the things that the U.S. team always gets ribbed about is that we don't have a sense of camaraderie amongst the U.S. players when they go into the Ryder Cup. That's lacking. That we still haven't gotten, quote unquote, the team concept when it comes to doing a Ryder Cup. Do you guys band together
You know, it's terrific that I'm the captain this year, and for the third year, and I keep in touch with my players once they've made the team via email, and from time to time shoot them a little note of what's going on, or ask them a question of who they'd like to play with, or might send them a little quote of some inspiration. And the neat thing about the Governor's Cup, again, is that it affords the amateurs a chance to qualify on a Monday for the Sony Open, and you know, that's how Ted Fujikawa got his start and made his big splash in the golf scene by qualifying through the Governor's Cup for the Sony Open.
And the rest of history.
Mark McLaughlin had the same opportunity. And, you know, at some point, because the tour gets so big, they might take away that one spot. And it could happen. They've taken away more of the local spots for the professionals, although we'd hate to see it. But I'd like to have this event so special that even if there was nothing for the amateurs to play in, they would, you know, rally around and play this tournament.
You know, you've been fabulous. I can just feel your tension now. You've got to get to the airport. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning and sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We don't talk enough. You know, with your working schedule, you and I start about the same time on Saturday morning. It's the 2010 professional team for the John A. Burns Challenge Cup. The amateur team still being decided at Turtle Bay, the amateur event underway. You can go and watch these guys at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's probably the most beautiful place to walk the course. Very spectator-friendly, November 29th and 30th. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a break and continue with Scott Duke right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. At McKenna, the Brian Williams family is getting out to play around. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, and if you don't worry about it. Just have fun. If you'd like to play around at McKenna, there's an 840, a 936, and a 1032. And the Happy Hookers are heading out of Luana Hills this morning. They're going to have fun. They might hook that ball, but hey, they're happy anyway. There's a 10 o'clock and an 11 o'clock. And at Ko'olina, a 9:30 and a 10:45, and the Eagles Golf Club is getting out there. And wouldn't you know that Makalei is having fun? They're having their Halloween Golf Fest. And they've got a tee time for you at 12:36 and 12:42. Scott Duke, Business Golf Country Club, welcome back to the show. It's
Thank
so good
it.
To have you.
Daniel, my pleasure being here.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we were, I kind of hit you with an off-the-cuff question, you know, about the benefits of supporting a golf or a golf event, and I think it's underrated. One thing you talk about too is the social media, the digital world, you know, and moving your marketing from the old style platform into the new. You wrote a very, very insightful, well, blog. I'm not sure if that's the right word for it about it. But you do say you start with I, so you're talking about yourself and how you feel. So I guess that I'm finding it more than interesting, the attitude by many golf businesses, that what they have developed towards dealing with the pullback in the golf economy. Okay? everybody's hurting. It doesn't matter whether you're in Hawaii or, you know, up in Wisconsin. It's Michigan, Florida. Nobody's having it easy. In a large number of cases, instead of moving forward to make a change needed to survive in a recession, they pull back to do nothing or go about attempting to do things the old way as far as improving their position in a decaying market. It's really a shame to see so many golf facilities and retail establishments take a, quote, sit-tight attitude approach when there are so many very talented professionals around the world who could help the golf industry step out of the muck of trying to get aging processes to work in today's economy that were set up for the post-World War II booming economy. So, you know, it's like, hey, guys, there's a new way to do business, but they won't step out of their comfort zone and embrace it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I'm glad you read my blog.
Well, of course I do. I respect what you do. I respect the fact you are a fabulous mentor, and you've taken this and the Business Golf Country Club. We've talked about it before. It's a place where people go. It's not Facebook. It's not any of those other things. It's Scott really makes sure that the people who become members don't get to spam. If you spam somebody, if you start sending out those ridiculous links to my business to check out my business, you get ejected. You are warned, don't do that anymore. And if you continue to do so, then you're asked to leave. Am I right?
That's correct. One of the unfortunate things I have to do personally.
Yeah. But it makes it so that the people who are there want to develop real relationships that benefit one another. I mean, that's a part of life. It's people say, "Oh, it's so business." Well, business is life. Life is business. That's all there is. You know, we have relationships, and I've met wonderful people who happen to be in business, but are also great people to me. Elizabeth at Sassy Golf. You know, I mean, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You, Scott Duke, wonderful. And I wouldn't.
The entire community has developed into a, well. That's what it is. It's a community. It's really solid. It's very enjoyable. And you know, going back to talking about the new ways and old ways, this is the new way of doing business: is to be more sociable. That's what social media is all about. The nucleus of social media is social networking. Yes, there are the old-timers who think, well, God, I've got to spend every waking moment I have in trying to earn a living, and the only way I can do that is to, you know, force people into focusing what I do professionally and my business or my products or my services and just hammer. There's those people that are still out there that those are the ones that truly don't get it. And unfortunately, the golf industry is full of those type of individuals who, you know, have not yet understood or understand the benefits of social networking, social media, and resist change. It's a natural instinct in human beings to resist a change that they're not uncertain to. But, you know, that was one of the things I had to let go of when I retired from the corporate world, because I come from that old staunch, well, prove it to me type of attitude. And once I let go of that, I found it, wow, this is so much easier than what I thought it would be. And that's the things I try to pass on to the members of the Business Golf Country Club who has some hesitations on what this is all about. But more importantly, the Business Golf Country Club is a safe environment for them to learn and not get into an environment that's open like Facebook or MySpace or some of the other social networks that are out there that are being pumped as the place you have to be.
Yeah.
So those are really open to the darker side of the Internet that a lot of people that are in business don't want to tolerate, don't have time to tolerate, or just don't want to have to put up with it, so they take a negative attitude towards the Internet. I try to eliminate that in the Business Golf Country Club by providing them with what I said, the safe environment.
A safe environment. Now, you know, they say that 50% or more of the golfing public and private, they use the Internet. You know, they're some of the most computer savvy people on the planet. Do you think that number's accurate?
I don't think so. I don't think there's as many people that are in the golf, or just be more specific of what my interest is and maybe your interest is I don't think that there's that many golfers online as being promoted.
Why is that?
It's just from the years of being out here, of, you know, going almost full-time, 24-7, sometimes I feel like I'm on the Internet trying to find people to talk to. I'm not running into the people that are actually true golfers. I'm finding a lot of people who say they are golfers, and when you get to the bottom line, you find out they really, they're saying they're a golfer just to where they can get into the golf graphics as commercial.
They're fakers. They're fakers. You know, we're going to be joined now by someone who really inspired a lot of people. I mean, his dad, first of all, Dave Stockton Sr., on tour, on the PGA Tour, and then on the Champions Tour, probably, you know, one of the greatest putting men in the game, has a couple of sons. And they just happened to have picked up... It's funny how that kind of rubs off on you, you know, when you're around it for a while. We're joined now by Dave Stockton Jr. And before you say something, Dave, I got to tell you, I love your Facebook page, because your page is just about you and what you're doing and your family. It's not all about what your business is. I mean, if I wanted to go find out what Dave Stockton Jr. does, I wouldn't go to his Facebook page, because it's not a business page. It's a social page. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Really, really.
Yeah.
No,
well, my page, TaylorMade's actually working on setting up more of a business one, but someone looking for any tips on golf and all that on my social page, on that page, is not going to happen.
Well, that's the beauty of it. See, I mean, you're not there hawking your wares, quote unquote, you know. But I got to say that was wonderful. This video I was watching of your father talk about, you know, he basically, I'm a good putter. You know, I love it when people say, I'm a good putter. Did you know that I'm a good putter?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so proud to be able to say that. I'm a good putter. And he comes out and he goes, I'm a good putter.
Right.
Because every putt I look at, I expect to make, regardless of the distance.
Exactly.
I'm going to roll the ball, and it's all about feel. And then he goes on to say, I would be shocked if my boys couldn't improve your putting in 20 minutes. And I went, wow. Okay.
Well, it's funny, because most people have this, you know, attitude of, oh, their heart rate goes up when they get on the greens, and it's this really tough deal. And, you know, I've always grown up thinking putting was the easiest part of the game, which obviously having my dad as my mentor and teaching me, you know, you can't lose the ball putting. You're not going to hit it OB. There's a lot of reasons why putting could be the easiest if you allow it to be, but we let that 80-85% of that mental negative self-talk, whatever you want to call it, affect the way we putt. And I mean, 95% of what we're helping people with, whether they're pro or amateur, is stuff that my grandfather taught my dad and taught myself. And it's just kind of old school stuff. More, a lot of work on the mental side. Yes, there is some physical stuff in the stroke and everything, but... you know, it doesn't matter if you putt with a belly putter or a long putter or a conventional putter. We can help. We've helped everybody that uses whatever, you know, type of method there is, because we work a lot on the mental side.
It's interesting. He said in this video, I would rather have the wrong read but think I have the right one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because that's you're having a positive... Yeah. You believe in it. You know, if you're confident over your putt, even if you have a wrong read, if you're confident in that read, you're still going to make putts. You're still going to make some putts. But if you have the right read, but you have no confidence over the ball, what are the odds you're going to make the putt?
Absolutely. I mean, you know it when you're standing over a putt, and you know it when it's going to go in.
Sure.
When you make contact. That one's going. Nope, that one ain't going in.
Right. Well, growing up as a kid,
growing up as a kid, my dad used to drive me crazy. We'd be playing, and I mean, I was always trying to beat him. And I didn't beat him till I was 16 years old when I first beat him. I mean, it took me a long time. And he would do things. He'd be over a putt or a chip. It could be a 10-foot putt. It could be a 20-foot, 30-foot chip, you know, off the green, whatever, bunker shot. And he'd look up at me and say, "Hey, Junior, I got the feeling." And I don't ever remember him missing when he told me he had the feeling, and that was very maddening.
Oh, I bet that would be crazy, insane, because you want the feeling. You want, okay, how do I get that feeling that my dad has?
That's right. That's right.
So and somebody, you know, we always think about Michelle Wee because, of course, she grew up here. I saw her when she was 10 and 11 in competition when she first won one of the most prestigious women's events in Hawaii, the Jenny Kay. You know, it was just like magic. And just everything that she did. And going through her ups and downs. And I wanted Tiger Woods to go see you guys, your Dave, your dad, you. You know, Tiger is having such a hard time with his putting. Michelle was having the same sort of situation, and she went to see her dad,
right?
Did really well and won her first event, and then she went to see somebody else. I hope you don't mind if I just read what I something from Charlie Reimer. He covered the LPGA on the Golf Channel. He goes, "Both Daves are extremely knowledgeable, and have had tremendous success in their field. They couldn't be farther apart in their teachings." Peltz is a rocket scientist that approaches the short game in a very logical and scientific manner.
Right.
Stockton is a two-time major champion that comes at the short game from a more artistic and simple perspective. Peltz uses a formula. Stockton uses magic dust. I mean, that sounds so wonderful, but, you know, I mean, how does he get it out of his students? Because he obviously, it works when he works with you.
Well, you know, are you speaking of my dad or are you speaking of Pels?
I know you.
Okay.
I'm talking about you and your father, the magic dust.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I heard several times this year, one was Adam Scott. Another one was Justin Rose. Martin Laird said the same thing. They all said, it's got to be tougher than this. And I just laugh because I've never thought of putting as difficult, but there's a reason why people do. And it's because if you show me somebody mechanical, I'll show you somebody who struggles with putting because how I was taught growing up is putting is not about power. Putting's about feel. We're big on feel and visualization. And you know, if you have a positive image, if you see the ball rolling into the hole right before you're stroking it, guess what? You're going to make more putts because that's a positive image that you're taking right before you take the putter back. And basically just get people comfortable over the ball, and it's not. I always like to tell people I work with, pro or amateur, it's not about the ball. It's about where you're going to send the ball. That's where your focus should be. And most people get fixated on the ball. You know, people have lines on their ball. They put that line and, you know, they line it up. And I ask everybody that I see has that line, I ask them the same question. I say, when you get over the ball, is that line ever not where you think it should be and you're not comfortable with it? All the time they say it happens all the time. Two guys on tour that said that were Justin Rose and Martin Laird. Justin Rose I worked with at Colonial. The next week he won Memorial. And Martin Laird I worked with at Firestone for the first time. And, you know, he almost won Barclays, got beaten that playoff with Kuchar. But both those guys had lines on their ball and you know, just were more mechanical in the way they did things. And Martin's a belly putter. But I get them focused more on out at their target and where they're going to send it and seeing that ball, visualizing it going in, and just getting them thinking positively over putts. And a lot of the stuff we do is just to get defrag the brain a little bit and get the negative out of there and get them thinking the right way, you know, on the greens.
Okay.
It is amazing. It is amazing how these guys, have such putting issues. I mean, Phil was one of them when we first worked with him a little over a year ago now. His routine and how he read the green, read the putt, and his pre-putt routine was really not very good at all. It's one of the worst we've seen. And you know,
your father has an interesting philosophy on that. Someone said that he doesn't believe you should take a practice stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's where we see someone. Well, anytime we work with someone for the first time, whether it's both of us together or separately, we give someone a 10 or 15 foot putt with break you can see. Whether it's breaking right or left, it's going to break 6 inches or more. And we want to see their routine. We say, this is to win your next tournament, you know, whether it's the Masters or your club championship, depending on who you are. And I just want to watch you and see how you read the green and go about your pre-shot routine. And most of the routines aren't very good, and a lot of people don't know how to read greens correctly. And one of the things most of the people do, especially if they haven't read any of our stuff, is they take practice strokes. And the practice strokes, to us, we equate that. We ask them, I know you took a practice stroke. Have you ever played pool, the game of pool? And they say, sure. And do you take a little practice stroke to the left of the cue ball before you get up over the cue ball? And they laugh. They said, no. And it's really similar to that. I mean, in that you're not going to take the more time you sit over the ball, whether it's practice strokes or whatever, the more time you allow for negative thoughts to come in.
And the more, yes, the more insecure you become about your decision making.
Sure, because absolutely.
You keep questioning yourself: Am I doing the right thing?
mm-hmm.
And pretty soon, you know, the answer is always no. Your self talk
right.
is no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you just get up there and do it, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be just fine. Now, I'd like to talk to you about something that, you know, I believe is, and it's a good thing that you say, that the Stockton method is no method. But you do have some things that you suggest going, you know, looking at the ball from below the hole. Do you mind, we need to take a break because these people make this show possible. Can you stand by for a couple minutes?
Sure. You know what? I'm probably going to have to switch phones and call you right back because my phone is dying.
Okay. No problem.
I'll come right back on.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Hey, D, are you going to bring Serena's facet, or do you want me to bring it?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're back here. Scott Duke, the founder of the Business Golf Country Club, is with us, listening as just probably enraptured as I am, trying to get all these tips. Scott, are you just like absorbing everything?
And so are my fans on Facebook are pinging me, wanting me to ask Dave questions, and I don't know if I would have...
Well, so, yeah. I bet. Okay, we're talking with Dave Stockton Jr., golf coach, who's now we're big on the Chinese visitor coming and exploring Hawaii because, you know, we depend on the people who want to explore the world and come to Hawaii. You're also working with some of the Chinese golfers now to help them come out because from what I understand in China, an athletic person isn't given very much, emphasis in the society. You know, you're a pudgier person has more clout and clout. And
right.
So for an athlete, you know, you're not really looked up to that much unless you're really, really successful. So you're helping these Chinese golfers become successful? How is this working?
It's going great. I work with a lot of young teens from China over at Oak Valley here in Beaumont, California, and actually spent a little time at Firestone with a really good young player, Yuta Ikeda, from Japan as well. When he came over for Firestone, I helped him with his putting and kind of had to keep that on the down low. You know, the media follows those guys around so much. It's like paparazzi, so they had to keep it quiet. They didn't want it to get out that I worked with them and everything, and we had a good time there that week, but it's been fun. Both my dad and I and my brother, who mainly focuses on the LPGA but is crossing over into the regular tour too, we just like helping people. So we're having a lot of fun, and, you know, people, when they start putting better, you know, that just bleeds into the rest of the game, and you know, it gives you confidence, and, you know, if you're making putts, you're not feeling the pressure to knock that iron close to the hole every time to try to make a putt. You're happy hitting it 15, 20 feet, and you know you're going to make the putt.
Yeah, 15, 20 feet, and you know you're going to make the putt. Now, why do you suggest going to the low side of the green? Can you explain that?
Well, yeah, sure. It's no different than if you read a book. You're reading a book, you hold it, you know, in front of you where it's facing towards you. So you go to the low side where the ball would be breaking towards you, and that's going to give you the best read. If you wouldn't hold the book facing away from you, you don't get a very good read that way, do you?
No. No, I'm sorry. No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work.
No.
I got you. The other question I have is about you know, you talk about feel. You got to learn the feel. And that, you know, people say, well, how am I going to get the feel for this? How am I going to get the feel for this? And one of the things that I noticed, you pick up the club and you put it in front of the ball first.
Right. Well, that's kind of old school. People used to do that a lot more in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s. My dad's always done that. It's not what I do, but anytime I mimic my dad and do it, funny, the ball goes in the hole.
Ah.
But it is feel-based. Most people tend to put the putter behind the ball, and they don't move. They just sit there with their hands. Well, if you're not moving, and then all of a sudden you go to take that putter back, and you're trying to take it back slow and smooth, it's usually jerked back quickly or, you know, just not a very smooth motion, similar to that is like a baseball player or a tennis player, even a basketball player shooting a free throw. They're not sitting there frozen. You know, baseball players got the bat, you know, kind of swinging it through into the strike zone.
Yeah.
Tennis players, you know, flipping the racket. Basketball players are bouncing the ball, getting the feel. And it's no different. If they're not sitting there stone still, and the longer you sit still and not move, the more pressure and tension you're going to feel in your body. One thing that I like to work with people on is funny is you see them how they keep their jaw clenched, even on putting. Their jaw clenched and their lips are pursed, and Martin Laird was doing this because you could see just really putting was a grind for him. And I said, Martin, how much does that ball weigh? And he looked at me kind of perplexed, like, what kind of question is that? I said, it doesn't weigh very much, does it? He goes, no. I go, well, the way your mouth is locked in and all rigid and shut, I'd say you're getting ready to putt a ball that weighed about 50 pounds. And he starts laughing. I said, I want you to open your mouth just slightly and just keep your jaw slack, relaxed. And he rolled a putt, and he goes, that's unbelievable.
because it took tension away. It's funny in that, you know, what your mouth can do to the rest of your body.
Yeah.
And just keeping, breathing through your mouth, just keeping your mouth open slightly, that goes a long way toward getting yourself relaxed.
Dave Stockton Jr. works with Martin Laird, Adam Scott, Matt Betancourt, Omar Uresti, Billy Mayfair, of course, and Phil Mickelson is working with his dad, and I'm sure he helps there too. Other guys that he's helped this year include Anthony Kim, Justin Rose, Hunter Mahan. It was fun, he says, helping those guys get to the winner's circle this year. And they're probably... Can I ask you something? I mean, with
sure.
Tiger Woods.
Uh-huh.
It seems like he's having so much trouble in the putting zone. Have you guys worked with him?
You know... No, we haven't worked with him. I saw him, I talked to him at both Firestone and Barclays, because I played on tour with him in the late 90s when he came out, and so we've been friends a long time, but, you know, Tiger's working on his own stuff. He believes it's putting is with the right hand. We putt with the left hand. Left hand is direction hand, right hand is feel. And, you know, in putting, we like the left hand, the direction hand, to work down our target line. And he believes it's right hand. He doesn't flip it going through, but he is more right hand dominant. He keeps the hands going. His method, he's going to be just fine. The reason he's going to be okay is because he's better mentally than anybody else out there. There's not anybody out there tougher mentally than Tiger. And it's why he's had the record that he's had, and we may never see something like that again. But his putting works for him. Yes, he's gone through a tough stretch this year with the flat stick, and you know he showed signs at the Ryder Cup of you know the old Tiger, which you know I know the players took notice. We all saw it watching on TV, especially that Sunday singles match.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody on tour that doesn't think he's going to get it figured out and be right back there. I thought he might play Vegas this week coming up, just because if he played it, you know, he could keep from losing the number one ranking, but he obviously doesn't care because he, well, I mean, I'm sure he cares, but he didn't care enough to come and play there, and he's going to play some overseas, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what you said about the jaw and the tension and how much that impacts the short stick, that is it. And it's always been my feeling that it's one thing to hit a ball when you've got a lot going on in your mind. A lot of guys love to go out and just, you know, drive balls, just hit balls, but one after another, get all that stuff out of you. But when it comes to, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on, it's not easy to hold that little putter and be real, you know, be like really steady and not let some of the shaky stuff that's going on inside of you from behind, you don't even know you're thinking about it. You don't even know that at the moment you're thinking about it, but it's always in the back of your mind. When you're going stuff, you know, being exposed and then having to deal with, you know, the separating from your children. I mean, it's one thing to separate from your spouse, but to be separated from your children, that's horrible. That's a horrible feeling. Scott Duke, do you want to, can Dave, can he ask you a question?
Absolutely.
It's your chance, Scott.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to. I'm getting people on my Facebook who were listening to the show, obviously, which I'm great, and I'm sure Danielle is too. One of them being my business partner, who you may know. It was the most interesting question, and it had nothing to do with golf.
Oh,
okay.
Dave wants to know, Mr. Bisbee wants to know, if you remember fishing with your dad on the Kingstone Ranch in Colorado.
Absolutely. Those were fun summers. Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. We used to spend a month every summer up at Keystone Ranch, and I think I fished every day. I mean, we just between that and shooting the gophers that were just killing the golf course with gopher holes everywhere. I guess prairie dogs may be the right term, I don't know, but it was fun growing up doing that, absolutely.
Dave Bisbee was doing the golf schools there at that golf course, and he remembers you and your dad fishing in those lakes.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, when my dad was trying to make a putting green in the backyard, and it was in Los Angeles, and he He's got prairie dogs making. I was trying to flush him out with a water hose, and he's like, "That's not going to work, Danny, because they've got holes all over the place."
Oh, they got a whole system.
See, that's golfers. Golfers can talk about things other than golf, right?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure. I hope we can do this again. You were wonderful to talk with. Thank you so much, Dave Stockton Jr. Awesome. And if somebody wants to like get a book or a video or come to see you, where can they actually get the Stockton Touch?
Well, they can go to our website, davestockton.com. We're in the process of having a book done, and we're working on the book right now. But davestockton.com, and we've got some golf school stuff where it's just my dad, my brother, and I doing these golf schools down at the Grand Del Mar in San Diego. And, you know, this thing's kind of blown up overnight, and it's been a fun year having, I think we've had 20 wins this year with the people we've helped. So we're looking forward to helping more people and continuing that, helping more people in the future.
I like your philosophy that you guys just love helping people and seeing them get excited when the light goes on and they get it. I one final thing before we go to our break, I got to ask because I read this article. Somebody had taken a lesson with the Stockton method, and it was something about there was one body move, one body part had a critical, but she wasn't or he wasn't allowed to write it because that was the trade secret. I don't suppose you'll tell me what that is, will you?
Ah, that's funny. My dad, see, then I'd have the warden down on me if I did that.
Well, then I'll have to come see you in San Diego.
It's easier to explain in person. It absolutely is. But it's nothing difficult, but it'd be easier to see it in person.
Okay. We'll talk again. I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thanks,
good.
Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker.
Now, back to The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with, we had Ron Castillo on from Puakea about the Governor's Cup and the pro team members. They're all ready to go. And right now up at Turtle Bay, they're just teeing off, started at 7:30, all the amateurs. It's underway. And this final event will determine which of the amateurs will actually make the 12-man team and get to play in the Governor's Cup. We're going to be talking with Johnny Eusebio at Waikoloa, operations manager there, about the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup. This is another Ryder Cup-style event that's going to be played here at Waikoloa in November, bringing the top junior golfers from Japan to Hawaii, and the kids have been all year long working to be on the team by getting those points. That's all what it's all about. And we're hoping to hear from David Charles, PGA of America, putting on the Grand Slam of Golf. And he's expected to be live coming up shortly, but we haven't heard from him yet. So in the meantime, we're going to take advantage of this moment and talk some more with Scott Duke, Business Golf Country Club. You know, when you talk about, and we talked a little bit about companies joining forces with an event like, let's say, the Governor's Cup and being a sponsor, or a golfer and being on the bag of the golfer, or, you know, logo, whatever it happens to be. And here is a company called Glow Sports, in partnership with the PGA and the PGA Village, introducing minority women to business and health benefits of the game of golf. That's, I thought that was a very interesting article. It's called Rethink Your Possibilities, Breaking the Grass Ceiling.
Right.
What did you think about that when you came upon it?
Well, you know, I thought of you when I thought. No, truly, that's the direction that golf really should spend more time heading, in the health aspects of golf, in the benefits of that. I know that wasn't really hammered upon in that particular article, but it really was setting the direction of where I feel is the direction that golf really has not spent a lot of energy in. I mean, there's a lot of fitness people out there, don't get me wrong, that are out there for the personal training of getting fit for golf and that. But no one's really taken it to another step to really realize over a long term of even just playing golf recreationally how it benefits your health and how that could help with some of the issues that we're dealing with in our country with obesities and stuff like that, that are other health relations. I see in some aspects that the day will come, and it could be sooner than we think with the way these healthcare programs are going, that you may be asked, what activities do you do in your life to determine what healthcare plan you get or how much you
Ooh.
Have? And
Ooh.
If you aren't doing anything, you may have to pay some really exorbitant price to get health insurance, whereas if you were doing something like playing golf, that may qualify you for a lesser because it is an activity that does, you know, it just depends on your efforts in golf, yes, on how much it affects your health, but I think it's a direction that will be a benefit sooner or later. Even if that doesn't come about, it's still a benefit health-wise to playing golf.
You know, you just raised a huge, huge question there. I mean, that has never, people asking me, you know, do you drink, do you smoke, do you do this and that, you know, your bad habits. But no one's ever proposed putting up like, you know, do you exercise regularly? Do you get out in the fresh air? Do you walk? Do you, whatever it happens to be, you know? Weight is, you know, what's your weight? That they won't tell you that they're going to make a determination for, like, let's say, long-term health care insurance. A lot of that is in the works in long-term health care insurance.
Right. There's always that question of what are you doing to tear your health down?
Yes.
You get into these applications towards health insurance, even going to your doctor sometime, they're asking all those questions, do you drink, do you smoke, all the things that tear your health down. But really, do they ever spend too much energy asking you, what do you do to improve your health? And that's where I think that kind of needs to be turned around. And here's an opportunity for golf to step up to the plate and try to push more people into playing golf.
Okay. Now, when this is a first-time event, this inaugural event that they're having October 27th and 31st, and they've, some of the featured topics are like, I've made it to the top, and now what?
Yeah.
Leadership and your legacy, a Web 2.0, effective use of social media, to tweet or not to tweet, have passport, will travel, knowing when you are global, and a whole lot of other very interesting ideas. Now, when it comes to that question, you know, a lot of people talk about, I'm on Twitter. And people go, you're on what? You know, it's becoming, Facebook, of course, is what most people think about when it comes to social media. Twitter is a completely different form. Does it have a place in golf?
Yes.
It does.
It does. But not as much as some people want you to think. You know, when you look at the scope or the spectrum of social media, people are grasping at all kinds of different levels. You have the social network groups of Facebook. You have all kinds of things that are going along in that aspect. Twitter becomes somewhat of an intimidation factor for some people because they can't tell if it's something I want to do socially or if it's something I can do professionally, and they get those things confused and will go to the extreme one way or the other. Because it's easy to do on Twitter. It's really consuming. And I've met, as you have too, a lot of people on Twitter that I probably wouldn't meet any other way. So there's some benefits to it, but then there's that other side of Twitter that can really become like, okay, when does this become worth what I'm doing if you're doing this professionally or if you have some kind of business ties to it that I really think is not what Twitter's made up to be.
Okay. Let's break this down. There are some people who use Twitter as a profession. They are professional Twitterers.
Yeah, we have all kinds of terms for that. I won't get it.
Wait a minute. We're not going to go there. Just stand by one. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. Now, there are professionals who use Twitter to, and they're hired by a company to send out little tweets of information. And sometimes you're a friend of the person who happens to be employed to do this, or you decide to follow them, which means that you're finding out what their updates are. And when we talk about updates, it's not, you know, too much is made of people who say, oh, I'm going to go to bed now, or I'm, There's a place to say goodnight, Twitter, I'm leaving. Because you could have been in the middle of a conversation with somebody, or somebody could have just sent you a message, and then they know that you're not responding. You're just not there anymore. But most people that I am in contact with, using both Facebook and Twitter, we don't waste each other's time with, you know, oh, let's go, I'm going to go eat lunch now, or I'm going to go take a shower. It's not that. People use that as an example of why they don't use Twitter. I think Twitter can be a very powerful tool in business if it's done to make friends. What I don't like seeing is when people use it to sell a product over and over and over again.
Use it like a billboard, yeah.
If I hear one more person send me one more tweet about such and such a candidate, and where they're going to be, and why I should, or iPhone. You know, all of a sudden, should I get the iPhone 4? Should I get the iPhone 4? Should I get the iPhone 4? And, you know, are you being paid to say that? Because I really don't care whether you get the iPhone 4 or not. And you obviously don't want my opinion because you haven't responded. You know, or it's those sorts of things that happen with Twitter and Facebook and the internet in general that I think turns off a lot of golfers and businesses from doing business with it.
There you go. Absolutely. That is exactly the toll that those type of things are taking. It's a shame that takes place, but and there's no explanation, and I really don't even want to try to attempt to defend it because there's really no defense for what those type of businesses are doing out there on the Internet, but it is causing a problem. I'm sure it goes beyond the golf, but arena, which is the golfers, it doesn't help when someone is new to the Internet, comes on and wants to experience the new things, the fad things that are going on. Let's get on Facebook or let's get on Twitter and get to know each other better. And the first thing that hits them in the face is 40,000 posts all within 40 seconds on something that took place out in Las Vegas or something that they don't even know what's this all about. That really leaves a negative impression upon those newbies of the Internet, and it's hard to defend that when they leave the Internet and you go out and find them out on the driving range. Hey, I thought you were going to get on Twitter. Well, I'm not going to get on Twitter if all I'm going to see is non-related interesting posts. So those are causing a lot of problems.
Yeah. One thing that it can be done effectively, though, is in the equipment arena. If somebody says, I'm going to go out and try this XYZ driver, does that work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the benefits of it. You know, that's a good sign for that. And I've spent a lot of time with that, people asking my opinions on Twitter of a specific club or more specifically maybe country clubs is what people ask me a lot about. But those are the things that are very beneficial on Twitter is passing on ratings and reviews and what is your thoughts. And that's all part of that building up a trustworthiness on Twitter that a lot of people oversee because they don't see that that's valuable to them is to build trust. All they want to do is sell something. But I really think that there's that value there with Twitter of getting to know you and letting me offer the opportunity to show who I am more by maybe posting something funnier than what you would see me do professionally.
Yes, that's so important. Letting and it all speaks to the world of, you know, we talk about how business and golf should be done. You know, you take a client to play golf. You, and it's the same thing with Twitter and with Facebook and any other social interaction, whatever. And the reason I bring this up is because, ladies and gentlemen of the old guard, we are moving forward. And the reason why you're seeing digital versions of magazines is because that's where kids who are your future clients are getting their information. So get with it. Understand this isn't just a passing fad, that it's going to stay. Texting, sending messages on Twitter, keeping in touch with people on Facebook, you will weed out the people you don't like. I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who just are sending me ridiculous messages, but I will keep the people who I like because I've developed a trust in their product and in their personality, and I trust them to do business with. I would trust them to be able to tell the people who are listening right now, you know, this is a really good person to do business with. They're going to come through with an excellent product. They're going to come through, and they're not going to take advantage of your credit card information or your email information, not, you know, because I have had experience with them.
Correct.
That's what it's all about.
That's now, exactly what's being overlooked, primarily because of the old school wanting to get an ROI out of every second of every effort they make in business, and it's just changed. Your announcement of to the old school, I'll go along with you, old school. Get with it, man.
Okay, for those who don't know what an ROI is,
return on their investment, which is what ROI is. You'll hear that a lot, or I hear it a lot in a lot of the rebuttals I have with people that are from the old school trying to figure out how to use the new school, and they come up to me and say, okay, Scott, what is my ROI for getting involved with Twitter?
Uh-huh.
And that's where they have to really step back and start looking at different thinking.
Yeah.
Because the social network is really not based upon what you're going to get this moment. It's more or less based upon what you're going to get and what you're going to keep tomorrow. And that's where a lot of these guys, once they hear these messages, are starting to say, okay, I think I understand a little more. But for some of the messages that they get, they still, you know, are demanding that I got to have some way of going back to my board of directors and telling why I need to spend this amount of money to get my directions set online, and what am I going to get in return? They want to know specifically. A lot of that's trying to apply old school applications to the new school way of doing business, and it's very hard to do. It's not that this thing can't be done. It's just not easy as applicable as it was years ago to be able to just sit down mathematically and determine, okay, what I get out of this is good.
And you know what? It's called word of mouth.
Right. Going back to what used to be the way business was done with,
yes,
you know, meeting someone and finding out, are they someone I can trust to do business with? And trust is a word, you know, I use a lot in my blogging, and I really talk a lot about. It's really something that people take for granted, the word, the meaning, the definition, but the application of trust is something I think a lot of people are just lost at. How do you do that? I forgot how to do that.
How do you develop trust? Yes. Well, sometimes you're going to get burned.
Right.
And the nice thing about with Twitter and Facebook is you're already on you're in the process, and you haven't made it an absolute commitment. So you can watch how the person behaves over a period of time and then test the waters.
That's right.
If it turns out that they're not what they purport to be, you can cut them right now.
I see a lot of people that I train on Twitter. That's the first thing I have them do is just spend several days of just watching and not even getting involved. Don't get in there yet because you need to figure out what's going on. And they come back to me with a lot of questions, which are very interesting for me to answer because sometimes I don't see the things that they see. And that's what's so great about all this is you know, they see people talking about this. What does that mean? And what does this mean? And what does that mean? And when I translate it to them, they say, well, that's not somebody I want to do any business with. And that's kind of like a lot of people don't realize what they're doing on Twitter. And it goes back to what we talked about. There's a lot of people out there that just think that this is what's going to get them claim to fame. And it's not. It's really showing a darker side to their character.
Exactly. It's showing what they're really made of.
Right.
And as you go to the golf course with a business person and you play golf with them and you have a good time with them and you don't bring up the business, the guy already knows, the woman already knows who you work for. Already in the back of their mind, they're kind of like waiting for you to hit them with the sell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
Right.
Right? So it's the same thing with any social engagement. You don't engage the person immediately on your business.
Right.
Thank you so much. We need to take a break, and Johnny Yasubio will be joining us from Waikoloa. We've got everything. Oh, we've got such exciting stuff going on right now. You know, these guys, while we're talking here, these guys are on the PGA Tour are fighting for their card, and Dean Wilson of Hawaii is one of them.
Oh.
And right now, he's tied for third, shot a 64 yesterday, doing really good on the LPGA Tour. Had a real surprise. After shooting a 61, she came back and lost her lead. We'll bring you up to date on that as well right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physicians prescribe for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Really is a fascinating leaderboard at the CVS Pharmacy LPGA Challenge. Beatriz Ricari and Gladys Nocera. You know, you don't hear their names very much. One of them plays on the European Tour. Another's a rookie. They're in the lead. Both shot a 66 yesterday. We've also got Catherine Hull. Catherine Hull, wait, from Australia. She's going to win real soon. Chrissy Kerr, she's there. But Brittany Lincecum shot a 61 yesterday. Okay? A 61. And then she came back and shot a 76. That's golf. Gang, when you're going out to play today, all right, I know, you know, you've got these ideas in mind of what you can do. Maybe you've played really well last time, and you got, yes, I'm going to play really well this. Please do not set yourself up for misery. Let's talk to somebody who knows all about that sort of thing, because Johnny Yasubio, good morning, from Waikoloa, has a lot of experience.
Good,
excellent. So what do you think? You know, after shooting a 61, you come back and shoot a 76. How do you think she's feeling today?
Oh, you know, she probably wants a little bit of revenge. I mean, it's really tough to come back with a great round after a 61. And, you know, so hopefully she puts it back together and, you know, takes it low again and see what happens.
Yeah, but for the regular golfer going out today, what's to learn from that?
It's golf. Anything could happen. I mean, when you think you got it, it's amazing how things totally change. It's one thing they definitely have to do is basically take it day by day or hole by hole, and you know what you shot the day before, you just gotta throw it out, and it's a brand new day, a brand new round. But it's you know, staying in the moment and concentrate on what you have in front of you.
Okay, everybody just, and then if it's really not happening. If it's really not happening, you really got to laugh.
You really got to laugh. I mean, it's a game. It's golf, and you got to have fun with it. And as long as you keep on trying, you know, if you're having a bad round, just don't give up. And if an 88's the best you can shoot, then the 88's the best you can shoot that day. But as long as you have fun and just keep on grinding away, you know, that's just what golf does.
Yeah, you know, and if it's 100?
If it's 100, as long as you're smiling and having fun, right?
That's it. You're out in a beautiful, one of the most beautifully kept parks there is on the planet, okay? So enjoy. Speaking of beautiful, we've got for the 18th caller at 296-5467, 808-296-5467, TaylorMade Penta. The TaylorMade Penta, the first five-layer tour ball. It's beautiful. One guy, who was that? Who almost cried when he lost his, was it Terry? No, it was Len. I think it was Len. He cried, he lost one of his. You know, they're that nice. And right? I mean, you're going to get six of them, though, two sleeves, okay? So the 18th caller, the 808-296-5467. We've got the most exciting event that's been created, I think, in a long time in Hawaii. It kind of takes us back to the Governor's Cup, you know, having been created. This event pits a junior team from Hawaii, the top junior team, against the top team from Japan. The idea originally was to go between Japan and Hawaii, 1 year, like they do with the Ryder Cup, right? 1 year in Europe, 1 year... Right. Do you think that'll still happen, or is it?
It'll take time. I mean, it was planned to be over there this year, but I think as time goes by, you know, definitely it'll be held over there. But you know, we're happy to host it again. I mean,
absolutely, you guys are great. Waikoloa Kings Golf Course is where it's going to be, and this is the now Asia Pacific Junior Cup.
Yes.
It used to be called the USA Hawaii Japan Junior Cup.
Correct.
What was the idea in changing it?
Well, we were planning for this year to involve a couple other places like Korea or China. Unfortunately, you know, that didn't pan out, so we changed it to Asia Pacific. When that didn't happen, we kept the name and we're going to move forward to it because definitely as the years go by, we want to involve the other places and make it, instead of just Hawaii and Japan, have Korea, have China into it. So it's a growing process with this event, and it's very exciting to watch it get better and better every year.
It's morphing. It's like it's like anything. It takes on a life of its own, and it grows, and it gets better. It's wonderful.
It's great.
Yeah. And now, this is something else that you may not know. $175 will get you the amateur, you know. You don't have to have a special handicap. Do you have to have a handicap to play in this event?
No, not at all. It's it's $175 to enter into the junior am. It's going to be held right after the competition is done, and you know, one of the juniors from Hawaii or the junior of Japan will be paired up with you in a scramble format. So it's a lot of fun. So it's a good thing to have it after the competition, because now the juniors competition is all done, and now they could just have fun. So it'll be a great, you know, opportunity for the amateurs to play with the junior golfers in a fun format at our course.
Right, and $100 of that $175 is tax deductible.
Yes.
So and you get, you know, you get to a portion of the junior amateur tournament benefits, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Waikoloa Foundation. What does the Waikoloa Foundation do?
The Waikoloa Foundation is what we have here as far as preserving the history and culture of the Big Island and of Hawaii. So it takes care of things such as our petroglyph trails and other educational things that we have on our resorts as far as keeping the culture of Hawaii alive.
Isn't that cool? I love that.
It's very nice.
That's very important to me.
Definitely.
That's very important. And I was talking to a gentleman who hasn't been back to the island since 1969. He's writing a book, yes, and it's going to come out soon, and it's for young people to learn how to excel in life and become the best that they can be. And we were talking, and I said, you don't have to worry anymore about the Hawaiian language dying, because now there are Hawaiian language immersion schools where children actually speak Hawaiian in school all the time.
Yeah,
and he was just so overcome, you know. He was overcome and very, very happy. He grew up in Kailua, back when Kailua was like, you know, probably a farm. Like Kuleo'o, where the cows used to live. Hey, Wesley Kira of IAEA used to be way out of town, but it's not anymore. Wesley, you have won the Penta. Yes, TaylorMade Penta. I will send them to you. Priority mail. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. We've got Sid Okino, Emi Koga, Casey Komoda, Cassie Isagawa.
Yes.
Cassie Isagawa just came back from the Junior Ryder Cup.
Yeah, from the Junior Ryder Cup, and she won the Junior PGA, which congratulations to her for that accomplishment.
Yeah, she's going to be an inspiration. Oh. Alina Ching, Alice Kim, Alex Chiarella, Rio Saito, Michael Fan, Ryan Kuroiwa, Scott Yamashita, Aaron Kunitmoto, Lawrence Chan, Jonah Fonsier, Andre Bedard, and Cole Yamane, all Hawaii players, 10 boys, 6 girls. Boy, Lawrence Chan, he's out at the Turtle Bay Amateur right now, and he could be playing in the Governor's Cup.
Yep.
He's got a future on it. You know. Now,
definitely.
Who's their captain?
You know, they haven't said who the captain is. You know, unfortunately, I figure it'd be somebody like Cassie or Isagawa probably is probably one of the captains on that. But I haven't heard as far as who's the captain for the team.
Is there an adult captain like Mary B.
Oh, yeah, Mary B., she, you know, from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, she's the one that's operating the event, and she's the main person on that. But as far as, like the junior captains,
yeah,
they haven't determined that. But, I mean, when you look at the list of the players that are here, I mean, they're all great. They're all leaders, and it's good to see them again and have them come out here and play. So, I mean, the competition will be pretty good, especially since, you know, unfortunately, they did lose the cup last year, so I'm pretty sure they're pretty hungry to get it back.
But it was close.
It was close. It was a close match.
But it was close. They fought hard. Now, you know, Scott Duke is on from the Business Golf Country Club, and it's interesting because the Waikoloa Kings course, the Waikoloa Resort in general, is very supportive of a lot of different events. You guys really go out of your way.
Yes.
To assist. What does that do for your business?
You know, it's good relations, especially for our local businesses here. We definitely like to give back to our, you know, our Kamainas. So, I mean, it does a lot. So it's good word of mouth as far as promotion, and we do have people that we haven't heard from or that would contact us that want us to hold an event or want to come out to our course. So, you know, definitely the word of mouth from our local guests is definitely key.
Scott, is that what we were just talking about?
Absolutely. Is that word of mouth?
Yeah. And
it's a long way. You know, it's something that you really can't chart or you know, gauge and everything, but you know, the word gets out.
Yeah,
and then it's good.
And then as an extension of that, because we are from such far flung places, our families are in many you know, are torn apart, and that we have friends who are who have to move for this or that, and that's what, you know, Facebook was created for, students who had, right, they had to go to college, and they wanted to get to know the people on campus, they wanted to stay in touch with their families. An extension of that became Twitter, people just staying in touch with one another. And then you go, I'm coming to Hawaii, and I would really like to, you know, see your studios.
Mm-hmm.
And you develop relationships, you know, with people. When I come to Hawaii, what golf course do you think I should go play? Or I'm going to the Big Island. What side of the Big Island should I stay on? You know, that's a tough one to answer. I tell them to go to both sides because they're so different, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the traveling now is you know, definitely using the technology we have today, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, YouTube. I mean, to be honest, when I've been here for about 2.5 years, and before I came here, I wanted to kind of know more about the Big Island and about the resort and everything. I went to YouTube to check it out, and see different points of view from guests and everything, and see how it looks like. So I mean, it's you know, definitely, you know, we got to take advantage of the technology we have today as far as promoting our courses, promoting ourselves, and you know, doing it in that way and in a positive way as is.
Yes, and in a positive way, and developing relationships, and by doing what you're doing with the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, everybody refocus. New name, Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Looking forward to having all the kids here because they have such a good time. And you know what's great is seeing the pictures of the kids from Japan who speak very little English, but they probably speak more English than we do Japanese, but maybe not. We also have Japan immersion schools, right?
Yep.
Right. How many kids went to Japan school? Yeah, right. What is it? Japanese language school? What was it called? Was that it? I think so. We still have them. It's amazing. We have to close the show. And Scott Duke, a real pleasure talking business with you.
My pleasure, always.
Oh, thank you so much. Johnny Eusebio, if
yeah.
I want to play in the event after the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, $100 of my entry fee is tax deductible. It's $175. It's a scramble, and you're hooked up with one of the players in the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup after the event is over. So it's all about friendship building and just playing in a spectacular environment. Who do I get in touch with?
Contact me at the golf course. It's 808-886-7888. We'll be able to get you the entry forms and get you some more information. But it'll be a great, fun event, and looking forward to it.
Probably could find it at Waikoloa's website, too, right?
We'll have it also at waikoloagolf.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being on the show. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you both. And thank you to everybody for being on the show. Dave Stockton, Ron Costillo. May you guys all hit the sweet spot every time as you get out on the course today and have a good time. All right. I want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible, just period. Without them, we wouldn't have the golf club. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. They are statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. It's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers. Whether you need help, you know, like you need help guarding your property, or maybe you'd like to join the Star Team. Call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. They are doctor recommended and insurance approved. And whether you're just recovering from open heart surgery and it's time for you to get active again, or you've been in a car accident and you've been injured, or a workman's comp case on Ward across from Sports Authority, Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. The computer doctor, Macra PC. Hey, doctor's always on call. You can catch the Golf Club radio show at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been
listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. UMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.